Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to What Is His Message? What is the message of the Lord? By Father Anthony Uche. Today is Wednesday of the seventh week of Easter. Our first reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 28 to 38. Our psalm for today is Psalm 68. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "You are a chosen race, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, a people set apart to proclaim the virtues of Him who called you out of darkness into marvelous light." In other words, my brothers, my sisters, we have been called, chosen, and consecrated to the truth and service of God. We have been set apart to do the bidding of the Lord. We have become sacred persons of God. Hence, as a sacred person of God, we are, I am in the world, but not of the world. Yes, the Lord has chosen us out of the world. Therefore, my brother, my sister, your life and mine must be true to the name of Jesus. In other words, our actions, our career, and the aura of our persona must show forth the virtues and praises of Him who called us out of darkness. What good is our consecration if the citizens we govern cannot boast of 3 square meals a day? What good is our presidency or holiness or incorruptible attitude if corruption, racism, dehumanization are deep-rooted in our societies, in our families, and in our homes? Thus, St. Paul says in the first reading of today that overseers of God's people and those who lead others must be on their guard. Why? The enemy roams around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, looking for a way to bring down our project and our work for humanity. Hence, if we desire to succeed as preachers of God's word, preachers of God's love, God's peace and justice, then we must have a deep personal relationship with the Lord of love. Peace must reign in our own Christian life, and we must become just in order to be just. Yes, our personal relationship with the Lord, our personal union with Him in heart and mind, and with His church, the Church of Christ, would make us fragrance of His love, fragrance of His justice, fragrance of His peace and goodness. When we become fragrance of the Lord, those who come to us and the people we lead will testify to the glory of God, and they will say, "I smell an anointing of the Lord in you. I smell God's peace in your life." Yes, your life will become fragrance of His goodness. And for that reason, we agree with the words of St. Paul. He says in the first reading of today, "There is more happiness in giving than in receiving." In other words, when my life become everything about the goodness of the Lord, His graciousness and kindness. Those who come to us, those around us, the people we lead will marry. The hungry will be satisfied. The hopeless will become hopeful. The faithless will become faithful. The proud will become humble. The greedy man and woman will become temperate. Yes, when we are true to our calling, God is glorified and the people are transformed and inspired. Inspired to do great things. Great things for God and great things for their people. My brothers, my sisters, let us work for God today. Use your talent, use that office to inspire God's people, to inspire your citizens, and help them to become greater persons of God. May the Lord help us as we carry out His work. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.